Blog Talk Radio. God bless each and every one of you. Thank God for you all. It is a blessing. I'm telling you, it would always be a blessing. I know this week it's been scratching each and every one of you, but I thank God for you all that has been pushing and making your way to the scratch. You're going to find out how much blessing that you get from that. That's where God begins to trust you into this time right now. It's good that we could go to our local schedule service and different local schedule events, but it's even much better when you begin to walk in assignments and begin to do what the Lord tells you to do. When you begin to do that, you begin to see that the Lord begins to build up a trust with you, and He can begin to trust you. Now, God is a God of wisdom. He has a lot of wisdom. Wisdom will blow you out of water, you know. I'm telling you right now, if you don't never tap into that, you will never begin to see the wisdom. And sometimes we don't like the pressure, we don't like the sacrifice, because we'll look at something as one way. We'll look at something one way. When God say, hey, I want you to pray 1 o'clock, and we'll just look at, oh, my Lord, how are we going to do this here? But you never know how God do things. And all I can tell each and every one of you, for those that don't walk with us, if you learned anything from this experience, just trust God. He know you. He know your body. He know what you could take. He know how much you could put on you. He know how far to go with you. And all you have to do is to trust Him. And I'm telling you, once you continue to trust the Lord, you'll begin to see different things changing. And that's all God wants. God just wants us to just trust Him. Amen? Amen. And I know that some of you, your trust will get built up even more with the Lord. And I know that it's going to go even further with Him. Amen? Because at the end of the day, He is a wise God. He is a wise God. Never get intimidated by the assignments, and never get intimidated what God say do. Regardless if it's out of your comfort zone, regardless if it's out of the norm, He know what He is doing. He really do know what He is doing. Listen, Pastor's not going to be on long tonight, because the Lord spoke to me earlier today. He said, just go on. We just want to show love, and we're going to call it a night. You know, but God, like I said, He know what He is doing, and He do everything for a reason. Saints of God, please, please do not miss tomorrow night, crossing in. I want you to begin to bring a family, bring a friend, bring in everyone. I want you to talk to the skeptics. I want the skeptics, ones that say it will never happen to them. You know how we have the ones say God will never, it will never do this. The ministry is a host and all that kind of stuff. I want them in the house, because I truly believe that it's going to be some power of God up in that place. It's really going to turn an unbeliever into a believer. It'll turn an individual who don't have faith, we're in, deposit into them with faith. And I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited. Listen, family and friends, don't forget, make sure you have your oil, your water, blessed oil that you want us to bless, your water, points of contact, you know, paper, medical diagnosis, pills, different things. My God, that you saying that you don't put a mandate on 2018, this thing ain't finna take me out. I want you to bring it. I want you to come put it up in the altar. We're going to put it on the altar. We're going to leave it there. And I'm telling you, I believe that the power of God is going to begin to work His way in these things as a point of contact. And we're going to begin to see some miracles. I just want to deal with some individuals that say, you know what, I'm not going to start off the year, got to keep constantly taking this medication with this diagnosis. I'm not going to start off the year with these different things. I'm going to get ready to walk into my healing, walk into my blessing, walk into my deliverance. I'm going to walk into the things that God has for me. And I'm telling you right now, you make that determination, you begin to see different things work in your life. Families and friends, we'd like to thank our international brothers and sisters, let you know who will be on live on Crossing Over, because we want you guys to be a part of. You've been walking with us, you've been walking with Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson, Mother Helen, you know, you've been walking with us faithfully in the morning time hour, even now, and we will will not miss going over and also tell, be the first ministry, brothers and sisters, to tell you Happy New Year. We thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, saint, I'm going to obey the living God. The Lord just say, son, I just want you to come on and just shoot a little bit and give a little bit, not too much. And I just thank God. Remember this, saints of God, before I get off the air. It doesn't matter. The assignment that God is going to begin to give a lot of you in 2018, don't worry, don't stress, because God is a wise God. He know how much you could take. He know how far to push. He know the master that he need to go with you. He is a wise God. And if you notice, if you've been on with us all this week, God been doing different timing, And I just thank God for what he is doing. And just remember that you serve a wise God. Don't get intimidated by no type of assignments. Don't get intimidated about your prayer time, your prayer life, getting up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, praying 3 or 4 times a day. God is a God of wisdom. And you'll know when he says time to take a break and time to take a rest. Amen? Amen. I'm telling you right now, we send you love, ADM family. We want to send everyone love all over the world. We want to send you love, and we want to thank each and every one of you. We're going to be blasting live in effect on tomorrow night. I just cannot wait. Not on tomorrow night, on tonight. Tonight, we are already in tomorrow. On tonight, my God, the door is going to be open at 9:30. Please get in there. Get in there at 9:30. Let's get into some intercessory prayer. Charge the atmosphere, and we're going to see what the Lord is going to do. We don't know what he's going to do. All we know, we're going to show up. I'd like to thank God for my beautiful wife, Lakeisha Spencer. Amen. I thank God for you all. I thank God for you all, family. My God, it's been a pleasure. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you that started out with us at the beginning of this 12 a.m. and you already ended up with us now. I thank God for you. You're going to see the reward that God is going to give you for being faithful, for being in the press, for being in the stretch. You're going to see the reward. Amen? Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you, saints of God. I'm going to obey the Lord. The Lord say, hey, son, we're not going to do all, don't go in. I wish he told me that last night. I could have used that on last night, but tonight you want to say it when I pretty much got some girls, my girls greased up and ready to shoot. But at the end of the day, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and we got to obey the Lord. Love each and every one of you. We're going to see you on tonight at 10 p.m., my God, but 9:30. Doors will be open. Let's go ahead and let's rock the house. My God Almighty, you all need to make some noise because God has brought you to this point. Let's get ready to praise God. And we don't even need no struggle. We don't have to have no struggle, anything. We're going to praise God. Praise God till I don't know. Like the songwriter said, I'm going to worship him until I pass out. God bless each and every one of you. See you tonight at 10:30. 10 o'clock. God.